Well, here we are at the Ann Arbor Summer Festival.
The Ann Arbor Summer Festival runs for 3 weeks, starting in mid-June, running pretty much through July 4th. While there are ticketed shows that happen most days at the Power Center, I think the real meat and potatoes of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival happen at the top of the park area. Top of the park used to be, in fact, the top of a parking structure, but it hasn't been there for several years. Nowadays, the summer festival happens in front of the Rackham Building on the University of Michigan campus, and it heads southward down University property from Washington Street towards North University.
Given the iffy weather, the possibility of a light rain, there's a nice little turnout here for 88 Rock.
There are, besides the music at the stage set up in front of the Rackham Building, a stage, music, acoustic music, in a grove just south of there. There's plenty of activities for kids in the kids' own tent area, from face painting to playing with water balloons. I believe this year, fun with bottle rockets. There are also specialty retreat type activities such as yoga events this year. There's numerous other things to do as well, including, of course, how could you have a festival without this, eating. There are about a dozen or so food vendors set up with food ranging from freshly grilled hot dogs to slow cooked ribs, variety of noodle dishes, pizza, snacks, and sometimes special beer tastings and wine tastings, as well as a regularly available beer tent. But the primary reason to go to the Ann Arbor Summer Festival is to hear the wide variety of music. As you can tell from the clips you've been hearing in the background, there is a fair variety of music. Classic singer-songwriters like Annie and Rod Capps, to ukulele stars, or at least up-and-coming stars, like young Magdalene Fosen, to bands who have been playing together for decades, like the RFD Boys, or newer bands, such as Ann Arbor's own Hoodang, or the band Annabelle Road. There will be music that will appeal to almost any taste. And if music isn't your thing, you can come to the Ann Arbor Festival for the late night movie that runs starting at 10 p.m. There are just a few days left for this year's Ann Arbor Summer Festival. The last performances will be this coming Sunday, July 3rd. And although I have not checked to confirm, I'm virtually certain the festival will end, as it always seems to, with a rollicking performance by George Bernard and the Kingpins. So, why not come out to the Ann Arbor Summer Festival? It really is worth it. It really is an Ann Arbor special treat.
Well, I know that the world is flat. I'm standing out in here. At least as far as I can see until it disappears.